You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
Hello, everybody. My name is Akash Shinty, and I have the privilege and honor of introducing Vince Hollywood Kelvin, the man who is behind the Cosmic Code Convention. Now, Vince has been a musician, a tattoo artist, all in and out of high school. From there, he started his own music school. He opened up the Los Angeles Self-Empowerment Center. He built a whole hypnotherapy practice and then tapped into going into large corporations and doing big corporate gigs. From there, he moved on to becoming a pickup coach and has worked for himself ever since high school and organized in 2007 the Pickup Artist World Convention. Vince, one of the things that you've done throughout your whole time is follow your heart. Will you talk a little bit about this? Like, what does it mean to follow your heart? And where did you get this confidence to follow your heart?
Well, Akash, first, thank you for making the time to do this together. I love the dynamic because you're a strong entrepreneur and you are following your heart. So, you know, I'm happy to share my own journey, and hopefully there will be some value for those who would love to follow their heart but are somewhere, somehow not able to make that connection. First, you know, I'm very grateful that my family, my parents especially, have always encouraged me. Early on, I remember, for example, we would get a new car, and at an age that it's not common that they would ask us for our feedback, my parents would have a little meeting, and my sister and I could express our thoughts about the new vehicle we were about to acquire. So it was wonderful to be encouraged that way. Now, for those who were not encouraged that way, it's essential to make sure that we don't repeat the limitations imposed by others on us with ourselves. So the time is always now. It doesn't matter what happened before. It's essential to grant ourselves the permission to follow our hearts. And I think it's also essential to do so because in life, if you hear from people who are seasoned and have been on this planet for decades, often looking back on things afterwards, after the achievement, the career, and so on, they often, if they didn't follow their heart, wish that they had done it sooner. Oftentimes, yes, we got to make ends meet in the meantime, but we are not rendering our favor to postpone eventually doing what we love. And the beauty of doing what we love is that it's not easier than doing what we don't like. But a lot of things come into play. We have greater endurance. We have greater passion. We have greater devotion to it. So it's a wonderful gift to give to the self, and being the fact that, you know, it's not been a straight line. Many of those endeavors, they went up, and then they went down, and then they stalled, and then something shifted. For example, I invested in music for so many years, and it was really, really funny. Some people who aspire to be musicians are familiar with the opposite of that. You know, they're probably looking at their watch or this day and age cell phone to make sure that they are finally going to be done with their work so they can go play music. For me, I reached a place where a new passion kicked in gear for self-improvement, spirituality, and I would be in a recording studio, kind of looking forward to be done so I could go home and study more about hypnosis and so on. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, Vince, one of the things that you mentioned here was you gave yourself the permission to follow your heart. What does that really mean? How does someone give themselves permission to follow their heart?
It's essential to realize that everything is a process. I've also had my share of moments when I wasn't sure what I was going to do next, and I treated it too black or white. You know, it's not going to be, I don't have a clue how to go about it, and suddenly, let me think about it, I got it, and it's all perfect, and it's all in place. So it's the art of breaking it down, chunking it down. And it's almost like driving or navigating a boat, meaning there's different gears. There's moments when we're really not sure what the next step could be. So you focus on what's immediately in front of you. One thing that had inspired me tremendously was a lesson from W. Clement Stone, who was the man who revived Napoleon Hill at the end of his career, and they wrote The Power of PMA, Positive Mental Attitude, together. He was a philanthropist, and he would tell the story, I paraphrase, that early on in life he wasn't sure what he wanted to do, and a gentleman, a very wise man, gave him the recommendation to practice excellence. And, you know, along the way, I also, at times, for example, I was a musician and I got contracted by Yamaha Music School. I was still independent, and yet, to my surprise, I got the gig real fast. So I got excited, and it did not dawn on me to ask further questions. So in my mind, I imagined I was going to teach adults. I started to be concerned, what if some of them are already better musicians than I am? And I wrote this big curriculum, and every day I thought about it. There was a period of 3 weeks until I would start. Suddenly I show up, they give me little pianos that should have been a clue, and I thought, wow, the pianos are small, so it's more practical to carry them. I arrive at the Crenshaw Christian Center. Not only am I the only white person there, everybody was laughing about that, but suddenly I realize my students are 3, 4, and 5 year olds. I've learned a lot then, but some days it was endurance, you know, another class, another group, all of them running around. So I certainly wasn't feeling like, oh my God, I'm so lucky, I'm exercising my passion. Yes, I was making money doing what I love, but not the way I would have loved to do it. So then I would remember, practice excellence. And two lessons came then. Number one was that when I got a little fed up with teaching the little kids, I always remember I was in Palm Spring. A girl that was fairly loaded said, hey, you need a little break. It was the holiday. Her family wasn't around. My family wasn't around. She says, come with me to Palm Spring. I was a little hesitant because I didn't have anything in the bank. I said, sure, I'll come. And then I'm starting to enjoy this, and there's that moment of decision. The school called me and they said, two of our teachers are sick. We'll pay you double if you work through the holidays for private lessons with little kids. And I always remember, I almost fainted, but the words came out of me and I said, no, thank you, I'll have to pass. So understand, I was in a position where I badly needed the money. There was an opportunity to have double, but I didn't want to compromise. It didn't feel right at the time, so I followed my heart. A beautiful succession of events came to be that I could not have foreseen afterwards, and of course I was fine, as we will always be. And if you really want to follow your heart, you also need to be prepared that at times you may not have much. At times you may need to do a lot. At times you may need to have a little setback for a moment and find another way, but you don't give up. You know it's momentary. But my surprise was that when I started right after that to teach privately music, and I no longer was bound to the school, nor was I bound to teach little kids, a lot of my habits were still the same. You know, it's easy to fantasize when we're frustrated not doing what we love, that the day we do what we love, we're going to wake up every morning so happy, there's not going to be a tendency to want to snooze, and it's going to be a straight line, and no, we're still going to deal with people and so on. So the second lesson is, whatever we're doing, let's focus not on what's happening at the time, oh, I wish I was somewhere else, but on the practice of excellence, because wherever we will go, it's the habits that we form on a daily basis that we'll take with us. So most people, their focus is on, oh, how am I going to do it? I would suggest make the focus be more on how are you doing what you're doing now. One of my greatest mentors of all times, Marshall Silver, which is the fastest way out of a job you dislike, is to thrive. Is to thrive, because wherever it's going to go next, that will come with you. So I hope there's value in this answer. Go for it.
Yeah, one of the things that you've done consistently is you've studied under world-class mentors in multiple different fields. The idea of excellence, how have you seen that from the perspective of some of these different mentors, and what does excellence mean to you?
Well, excellence is something that evolves. You know, it's confusing. Oftentimes, we deal with so many objects around us. Objects, they're either there or not. If it's a piece of technology, it's either working or not working. So after a while, we're a little bit at the mercy of objects, and we treat human qualities the same way. So a person could, for example, we just had a weekend teaching the power of playfulness with world-famous comedian Rocco Stowe. Many people may think, I'm not playful, that's the way it is. Or, I am playful, I don't have a problem with this. That's not the wiser way. The wiser way is to know that my sense of excellence today is nowhere near as expanded as my sense of excellence tomorrow. So excellence is simply the awareness and the commitment that things at that level, and I shouldn't even call them things, are not static. So it's really a matter of choosing, to the best of our ability, that we are going to come back to a point of return of how can I make it even better? Now, better can be a confusing word. I remember once I walked into this car rental company, and it was just one glitch after another. I don't do that anymore because it's too costly. It's too much of a toll on the psyche, on the emotion. Takes too much energy, takes too much time. But in my younger days, I would be fast at like pointing out other people's fault and, not managing my temper. And they are insisting, no, sir, we... And they have a logo on their jacket. Now, that's going to give away the company, but I'm not going to say the name. The logo says, we try harder. And I made a silly ass comment about that. But the point was that it would be easy to move in just one direction. Okay? So better is not just push more. It's that element. But also do it in style with a smile. Bring more ease. Simplify. Find a better, greater way. Rearrange. So I think it's really at the core the art of moving from static to fluid. And when we embrace that more and more and more often in more areas of our lives, then we are really opening to success and opportunities. Yet, many are a little confused because, suddenly they go, oh, I want to be more excellent. Like it's going to be a choice and you turn around and it's there and it's going to stay and now you want something else. It's essential to also have the humility that we can be very strong, we can have a winning mindset, and yes, we also must embrace the fact that we're humans, so it's going to fluctuate, including our sense of value, what's dear to us. 10 years in the best music schools in America and in Europe, And when I reached that place of like, okay, I'm so proficient, I can write, read music, I can produce, I can compose, I can translate, I can be put on the spot, sit behind the drum set, and even if I don't know the song, I go with it, and suddenly, to my surprise, now I have a new passion, I have a new aspiration.
Vince, you've been running the Cosmic Code Convention, the PUA World Summit, for over a decade now, and you've brought together experts from the fields of dating, relationships, spirituality, entertainment, all together in one room and really under one banner. What is it that people are so attracted to coming to an event like this? What makes these types of events so life-changing for individuals?
Well, it's so often been said that you got to surround yourself with people who already have what you want to have. That's the fastest way, you know? I remember hearing that. I forgot if it was Jim Rohn or Les Brown or Norman Vincent Peale or Brian Tracy or Tony Robbins, but they probably all said it. And there I was at the meeting, local meeting of the National Speakers Association. And little did I know that I was going to have an amazing experience of how powerful and potent that idea really is. Suddenly I'm introduced to the president of the chapter over there, and I had a couple goals. You know, I had been on TV being a musician, but I had not been on TV being a motivator, a public speaker, and I really wanted that. Now, of my own, I had no clue how to make that happen. And I remember I had this conversation with someone, and they go, oh, that's easy. And they place a phone call. Same thing happened also. That's how I started to teach at colleges in Los Angeles. Someone recommended that I would take pronunciation because of my accent lesson with a gentleman. I contacted him immediately. I like to act promptly on ideas. And the person gives me their rates, and it's a little bit more than what I thought I could afford at the time. I voice it. I wasn't saying no because I like to commit and find a way no matter what. And he goes, well, let me ask you. I hear you're quite skilled. Are you teaching right now? And I said, yeah, a little bit privately. He said, how would you like to teach at colleges in Los Angeles? And I go, he goes, young man, it's a yes or a no. I said, yes. My hand started to shake a little bit. He said, okay, call me back in 5 minutes. Call him back. He gives me a phone number. And here I am on the phone with one of the director of Mission Hills College. And it's happening right there. Okay? So there's also that dynamic. Notice right here and right now, you are super bright, talented, genuine person. And you're in the making. And nevertheless, you are there, and you study, you apply, all the questions you're asking me, you're a living example of those things as well in your own ways. So now we're having an exchange. I see, for example, currently I'm doing a series of free podcasts, including this one, some of my own, and some with all the people that will be speaking over there. Every day it's so enriching. Yesterday I did one with Bad Boy, some of his ideas, give me ideas, and vice versa. So that synchronicity, the synergistic effect that Stephen Covey was talking about, it's beautiful. It's the coming together. Now also on the other end, for me, that idea of creating a summit was something purely from the heart, me following my heart. The first one, suddenly the idea came to me. I was meditating. I contacted a gentleman named Johnny Wolf, and we had done a couple of things together. He had a lair in Orange County. I run the idea by him. He says, well, I like it. When do you intend to have it take place? I go, 6 weeks from now. He goes, what, 6 weeks from now? Yes, 6 weeks from now. And then we went to look at some venues. Same questions. When would that be? You know, they were already looking almost at the next year calendar. I said, 6 weeks from now. Everybody said, 6 weeks, you're out of your mind. Okay? Now, I went full force, the venues and so on. Many people never really understood the place where it's coming from, okay? I like to impact and I like to make a difference. And I know that sounds a little cliche, and I've had different renditions of it. I think that with every new year, that deepens itself. So for me, that first one was an experience where I was almost like a baller. I blew $10,000 and I didn't make the $10,000 back. So many copied the idea after that from a business standpoint. And yes, I encourage everybody to be a businessman. And I also consider myself an entrepreneur and a businessman. But you got to have your hierarchy in place. And when you come from the heart, it's always been said, the rest will follow. So for me, that's more of a gift to the community. Okay? A gift to the community. This event, it's not about the profit aspect. That's why those who copied it, they came short because they thought, oh, what a great idea. So it's really a gathering coming together, and it's never been more timely than now. We need to unify. We need to strengthen. We need to join forces. The world is going up and down and left and right. You know, wear masks, don't wear masks, do this, do that. It's easy to get caught into that, to be preoccupied. Everybody's entitled to their own ways. Everybody's free to have their own theory, and yet it's important to make the difference between, well, I'm giving this explanation about what it means and what it is, and I am doing something to ensure my growth, my betterment, regardless, and impact in my own ways, my family, my community. So that's what it's all about, and we need a reboot. It's 4 days, you know. A great conversation, a great lecture will be impactful. But with a matter like what we just went through, it's essential to dedicate at least 4 days to it. And then the three main areas would be, we're speaking today of following your heart. So, you know, I feel very grateful. I feel very blessed because I know this experience has been intense for so many people. But for me, I started to do my own thing, run it as I please, and do it from home in the early 90s. Okay, so that's a gift that's essential in our own way. Sure, I also totally support people who want to grow in the corporate world or enjoy working for others, but you got to make sure you follow your own heart, and we're bringing resources for that. It's essential also. Along the way, I think genuinely of all the careers that I've had, and you know, to get started, and it's always like, how does one open a music school in a city where there's already the best music schools on the planet, and there's more musicians than there is places to play? How does one do that? The biggest challenge that most people don't see, it resides at managing your own emotions. Because, you know, we talk about my music career, but most people, they don't go, oh, yeah, Vince Kelvin, that guy who was in that band, I remember. So what happened? You know, I had everything in place. I, like so many others, was doing the right thing at the level of the mechanics of the specific field I was in. But I didn't realize that it's the day-in, day-out management of emotions, dealing with other people, believing in yourself, beyond just, well, believe in yourself. We've heard that plenty of times. That's cute, but that doesn't mean you hear believe in yourself and you go, yeah, I believe in myself. You got to know the substructure of it, the dynamic of it. And I think that's what led me to want to be able to bring that gift to others in the midst of a phenomenal opportunity. Then, if anything came short, and life is a journey, everything leads us to the next part, and in the end, accumulation for what, once it's gone, it's gone. So it's more about the experience and the impact we have on other people. But, you know, being given everything, what comes short is the mismanagement, the mental, emotional. That's intense, you know. Especially the more we grow, you say you start your own business and you start to be successful, that means more people, more dealing with people, more to manage. And if we, it's easy to at first feel like we're the leader, but we could become rapidly again the follower. Not everybody who's an entrepreneur is free. Many, they become, forgive the language, the bitch of their own business. So you want to learn how to avoid that. We bring experts in business, in mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. And of course, social, and it's beyond social, it's the art of communicating first with yourself and with everybody else. So I'm thrilled. I'm excited. You know, there's always those who hear it and are a little bit on the fence. There's those who misunderstand it. But we have to all realize that we tend to often neglect the most essential. And to really follow your heart, you need to be willing to flip the frame or the hierarchy, the syntax around. Oftentimes, our concern to not have makes us very impatient, and that's the beginning of us compromising. And eventually, it's a quick fix that later on backfires, and it's like a stab. But if instead we are willing to have a little less at first so we can have more later, tough lessons of life. Oh, my God, it takes decades to really appreciate the true dynamic of growth in nature. You know, in nature, it takes a long time sometimes for things to grow. But us human, we condition into the quick fix. So it's easy to go, I don't have the time. It's easy to go, oh, well, I don't have the money. I need this, and to get busy being busy and to forget to sharpen at the core, the real ammunition, the real fuel and essence of life, you know, to master the art of communicating with ourselves and others, to make sure on a daily basis we don't succumb to our thoughts. Many people go, oh, I'm too much in my head, I have negative thoughts, or sometimes I feel weird. That's all of us. That's not something that's specific to one person. But then we got to resolve that we're going to do whatever it takes to be able to manage ourselves better, because we live with ourselves. We're the prisoner of our bodies for as long as we're in this incarnation, so we better make that be good. So I want to urge everybody listening, yes, you are busy, yes, you have other matters, yes, you have other concerns. I'm sure you already know plenty. I'm sure you already have achieved quite a bit, but make no mistake. The greatest gift of giving is that there is one person out there in the world who has attended each and every single one of my classes since day one. And that person is me. And if I didn't hear it again and again and again and have the benefit of having phenomenal colleagues all around the world, brilliant students that constantly bring up new points, new challenges, new angles, and I take it for them and I just look deeper and research and go back to the drawing board and refine and so on, I certainly wouldn't be able to manage myself the way I am. So it's essential. Okay, don't be foolish. Don't get in the car and start to drive for the long drive without checking the levels, putting in some water, making sure the tires are good, and most of all, putting some fuel. And if on top of that, you can grab a little picnic for the road, that'd be even better. That's why we also bring entertainers. So the challenge, most people don't do what they love, or they don't love doing what they love, because it's not easy regardless. I started this year so fucking juiced. I felt like, oh, I got it all together, and suddenly here we are dealing with a global crisis, and we don't know what else may come, when, how. So the solution is start where it matters more. Fuel yourself, further your own education, and expose yourself to the dynamic of all those teachers. The essence of the cosmic code of those conventions is that it creates a ripple effect. It's metaphysics. You know, each year I have to watch all the videos, because we also provide the recording. And that means every presenter over there, I will hear them so many times, and I am so enriched by it.
Awesome, Vince. Where does someone sign up? How does someone get involved? And I'm making the decision right now. I want to be in. Where do they go?
That's very kind that you mentioned that. I think you gotta decide, are you in or are you out? And the site is cosmiccodeconvention.com. And you know, if you look at big conventions like that, we are going to have over 40 speakers, 4 days. The fact that it's online, we can stretch the hours, so you get the recording afterwards if you cannot watch everything. So it's absolutely fine. And it's also a landmark. It should be treated as a landmark, the countdown of the days, and to decide. It's essential to have that as a point of, okay, I'm going to be exposed to some of the best of the best of the best in the world, but regardless, independently, I choose that this is my chance, my opportunity to reboot. This is my new year, and I'm going to defy the odds, okay? So a convention of that ampler, usually it's at least a couple hundred, if not a couple thousand dollars. And people who go to conventions, I know you've been to many. I have been to many. I've done so much training, and I continue in my own life. I'm totally pleased with it. But I don't know where people are at, and I'm moved, you know. Even things like, for example, PayPal right now, the banks waive the transfer fee and so on. The IRS is giving money to people. Sorry, I had an alarm come in. So I was inspired to make this one a minimal investment, and there's always a little sliding scale, and yet you'd be very, very surprised. Currently, it's less than $100 to go and spend 4 days. And, you know, with money, it's always the same thing. I don't know how many of you have realized this, but the fact that I'm not, like, every day at the store and there's that little item real nearby, or suddenly I'm on the road and I go, oh, I'm thirsty, I could use this. It's all the little silly stuff. We spend the money regardless in silly things. So this is an investment. Okay? And we are also, there's going to be a lot of new blood over there, champions in the making, millionaires in the making, and you are one of them. And I'm thrilled you spoke at the prior one, and you bring so much to the plate from such a genuine place. So many also who attend end up eventually being part of the team afterwards. It's a very genuine group of effort, you know. It's like you got to find it within you. Many people, they lack that sense of like, yeah, let's really come together, because it's a bit cliche. But that's what it's really, really about. It's also us taking a stand and saying we are, you know, and we want that to rub on everybody. I'm gathering all of my colleagues. And what's most amazing, you know, the biggest names that are going to be there, the conversation for them to be there usually is that they're very busy, so am I. So they might be a little back and forth, and suddenly, you know, because I call them and they're busy doing something, suddenly we're on the phone together. Hey, I'm doing this convention. I usually can't finish my sentence and then go, I'm in. I'm in. Those are the words. The words of the masters, the gurus, is I'm in. Okay? And so it's always funny, because those who are already there, they got it. They go, I'm in. Speak no longer, Vince. I'm in. Bad boy. Suddenly I go, I'm in. He interrupted me. AZD, fastest one. Always, I'm in. Okay? So anyway, I think we've said plenty. I really am grateful for this opportunity. And everybody listening, following your heart is a process. The sooner you engage yourself, the better. It's the art of breaking it down. You know, I've had times also where, for example, with other matters, I want to work out every day, and suddenly, well, I'm teaching for 12 hours. But you make the time, and some is better than none. And you got to learn how to begin. Again, it's not black or white. You can go abrupt, you know. I call that the Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, because he was ready to put everything on the line. He even sold his dog momentarily. He broke up with his girlfriend. He was ready to just do or die. So for some, that's what they need. Take that leap of fucking faith. You know, when I was in Palm Springs and I said no to the gig, then I was okay. I got no choice. Sometimes we give ourselves too many choices. But at the same time, also, you know, start where you are, do a little something, write a page a day, begin, do it, don't be overly attached to it, perfectly honor yourself, give yourself the gift to follow your own heart. It does so much good. This is the highest and greatest way to honor yourself. That's the beginning of true freedom, real liberty.
Thank you so much, Vince, for your time. Thank you so much for putting this production together and really using and utilizing your relationships to give back to so many. I myself have really seen my life change as a result of these conventions in the past, and I cannot wait for this year.
I know. This is going to be very, very, very special. And I'm at it 24/7. This is, you know, a gift of 8 weeks of my life, day in, day out. I go as late as I can in the evening, as early as I can in the morning. But I know it's going to be very special, and I know it's going to do a lot of good to everybody. And we got to be the leaders also. Let the rest of the world wrestle and struggle. You know, it's time that the spiritual community, the self-help community, the business community, the social art community, we really come together, because we're all very well equipped with skills that can go way beyond their initial purpose. So it's time to just take a stand and be the solution we wish to see in the world.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to Cosmic Code Convention.